Hello and a warm welcome to this brand new episode of the Money Mindset and Miracles podcast. I'm your host, Rachel, and in today's episode, I will be sharing how I probably have wasted £100,000 in my business. You're probably wondering how I wasted £100,000, which I'll get to in a moment. I'm not the only person who's guilty of doing this, and if you discover this is also you, don't worry, I have a brilliant free resource at the end of this episode which is going to help you massively to change this. Now let's get into today's content. When I first started my entrepreneurial journey some 15 years ago, I'd never heard of money mindset. And it wasn't until I found myself working really, really hard, where I was getting clients and money into my business, and then discovering that that money was flying out of my business as fast as I was making it. And at that time, I truly believed that in order to make even more money, I needed to work harder. So I did. Even though I had a small family, I spent any time I could working on my business, all of my time thinking about my business. It felt like an obsession at the time. Now, everything came to a head in early 2016 when I was investing time and money into launching a coaching program. And I remember distinctly that it was like 3 weeks prior to the launch of really hard work. I was really invested in this launch, and at the end of it, I'd generated one new client. I realised that I had, from a really young age, an unhealthy relationship with money. Whereas I'd always been brilliant at calling money in, so in business, every time I launched, I always got new clients. I'd secured well-paid jobs in the past, and I'd even managed to negotiate a high-paying redundancy package when I wanted to leave my career to start my business. The unhealthy part was, as soon as any money hit my bank, that money flew out of the door. Whether that was myself investing in another program, a coach, some essential business expense, or some other unplanned life expense, I pretty much started each month in exactly the same situation with zero in the bank. I struggled to price properly, and I often felt really frustrated with the imbalance of delivering a really high level of service to my clients versus what was actually happening in my bank. It was exhausting, and really my belief that I could grow my business to consistent and reliable months of income felt pretty unlikely, which shook me to the core, as I'd always been financially independent and secure. This new place that I found myself in of having very little money felt scary. And as much as I wanted to carry on ignoring money, I knew if I wanted to A, carry on having a business, but also to grow my business and have the chance of fulfilling my dreams, something had to change. I began to explore the root problem, which by now you've probably begun to realise it was about how I felt and how I treated money. I realised that most of my actions saw me repelling money. I had a pattern of working hard and repelling money. I'd had this pattern for as early as I could remember. And this started my journey with money, and in particular, my relationship with money. And I realised I had a deep-rooted money story about earning and retaining wealth. In NLP, we look for limiting beliefs that could have been handed down to us through our family over the generations. And when I started to explore my money story, I didn't need to go too far back along the family line to discover deep-rooted belief around money. Again, using NLP techniques, I cleared this limiting belief, and I immediately started to feel more open to receiving and a deep knowing level of trust that everything was going to work out for me. Realizing that how you think and feel about money is directly linked to your ability to generate growth, profit, and more clients has seen me integrate this money mindset work into everything I do. This is the work that I complete on myself all the time, and this is the work I support my clients to do too. And if you want even more convincing, here's just a very short list of the areas of business that your money mindset impacts on. It will impact on the offers that you make to your audience and the frequency that you make them. It has a direct impact on your pricing structure. It informs how frequently you go out there and promote your services and how good you are at selling. It also impacts on your self-belief and your confidence. And it also impacts on whether or not you have the courage and the confidence to create high-end offers. It definitely has an impact on generating profit and actually paying yourself. If I had known about money mindset at the beginning of my journey as a business owner, I would have saved myself many sleepless nights of worry and probably around £100,000 in money that I repelled or I just didn't call in. Now, you might be nodding away to parts of my story, and if you do, I want to reassure you that that is normal. And if you are ready to change how you think and feel about money, even if your money story doesn't feel as dramatic as mine, I have a brilliant resource for you that's going to really help you to start to program yourself, your unconscious self, to be wide open to receiving more. And that is my Wealth and Abundance Hypnosis, which has been specifically written for women who are ready to receive more in their life. Click on the show notes of this podcast to find the link where you can download this free recording that is going to really help you to change how you think and feel in a really transformational way. You can listen to this hypnosis as many times as you want. Maybe this could be the start of your own daily mindset practice. I would love to know how you get on. Drop me a comment below and let me know. If you loved today's episode, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Bye for now.